the Reno Bubba bass and kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Big Shan. Parker Press and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12 Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine. Live from White Recital Hall on the campus of the University of Missouri in Kansas City, it's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. This week, we celebrate the music of jazz pianist and composer and Texan, Joe Sample, with our very special guest, Joe Sample. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening.
Kansas City, make some noise. People are listening to us all over the country.
And then some.
And we love them just as much. And we send this next hour to all of them from all of us. And what an hour it's going to be, Pearl.
Yes, people buckle up, get comfortable. We're going to have some fun tonight.
Absolutely. It starts right now.
Yeah, it could be studied by scientists, the joy.
That's right. Measured.
Measured.
Weighed.
Measurable.
That's
you know
right.
What? Speaking of scientists.
Yes.
And I don't know if we're going to reach all the way to China, but there are scientists in China who claim they found fossils of prehistoric birds that have a second set of wings on their legs. Well, the poor birds became extinct when prehistoric man invented barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah. You know, and speaking of animals, you hear about this taxidermist in New Zealand has animal lovers upset, literally because he made a rug out of a roadkill cat. Yep. On the upside, his dog no longer barks when he's vacuuming.
And that's a man who does not have a wife. You know, another unusual sight. A Japanese printing company claims it created the world's smallest book with pages measuring only 0.03 inches in each direction. The title of the book, The Wit and Wisdom of Sarah Palin.
And it's still just one page long. Here's our own Nedra Dixon to get things started with a Joe Sample composition that won a Grammy. One Day I'll Fly Away.
That dreaming Leave your love to yesterday. What more can your love do for me? When will love be through with me? Why live life from dream to dream and dread the day that dreaming ends? One day I'll fly away. Fly away. One day I'll fly away.
Nedra Dixon. This week, we celebrate the music of jazz pianist and composer Joe Sample. One of the founders of the Jazz Crusaders, Sample began playing the piano when he was 5 years old, studying with the great Curtis Mayo. In high school, Joe teamed up with two talented friends, saxophonist Wilton Felder and drummer Styx Hooper, to form a group called the Swingsters. While a student at Texas Southern University, Sample met and added trombonist Wayne Henderson to the Swingsters. That ensemble became the Modern Jazz Sextet, and ultimately, the Jazz Crusaders.
Joe Sample took the Jazz Crusaders from Houston to Los Angeles, where the young players, inspired by progressive groups like Art Blakey Jazz Messengers, created an exciting new sound that swept the jazz world. The group made its first recording, Freedom Sounds, in 1961, going on to release as many as 4 albums a year throughout much of the 60s.
At first, the Jazz Crusaders played in the dominant hard bop style of the day, standing out by virtue of their unusual frontline combination of sax and trombone. Sample's funky, rhythmically appealing piano playing and songwriting skills steered the group's sound into a fusion between jazz and soul. Sample made his first solo recording, Fancy Dance, in 1969, and he pioneered the use of the electric piano in jazz and played on albums for Miles, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Steely Dan, Joni Mitchell, The Supremes, and a whole host of jazz and pop music luminaries.
We're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Joe Sample. To get that done, we are going to need a great piano player and composer. And that would be our very special guest, Mr. Joe Sample.
Joe.
All I remember about Kansas City, what was that theater? The Uptown. Man, I lived half of my life at the Uptown.
Still here. Joe, to be a crusader implies that you're fighting for something.
I'm fighting for the wonderful world of music. And it was a girlfriend who told us, they asked us at Pacific Jazz, what do you guys call yourself? And I said, I don't know. And one of the girlfriends said, well, you're always crusading for jazz. You know who you are, the Jazz Crusaders.
And how easy was it to give yourself to that life? I mean, you're halfway through a full career now.
Well, at 15 years old, my mama let me go on the road with Southeast Texas, Louisiana. I went on the road with Big Walter, Little Walter, Junior Walter, and she told those blues musicians, don't give him no dope. You better not get him drunk. And when he comes home Sunday evening, he better have some money in his pocket.
There you go.
And we are so glad that she supported you and that you've done all that you do, and now you've come to join us tonight. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's quite an honor to have you here.
Such an honor.
Thank you. Thank you, Kansas City.
Now get over that piano. Get over there.
Time to work. While Mr. Sample works his way over to the piano, Joe? Joe Cartwright, we need to find out, what are we going to start things off with?
This is a tune that the Crusaders made popular, had a hit with it. Joe wrote it. It's called Put It Where You Want It.
The Crusaders, we used to do shows in L.A. and California, wherever, with Red Fox. Red Fox, even if Red Fox, he would just come sometimes and sit in and give a free concert. And he would always blow a kiss to the ladies in the audience, and he would say to them, put it where you want it.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got it bent? Who hocked his baby grand so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody gets the blues, whether you're as nervous as Jay Leno or as clueless as Lindsay Lohan, the blues is you.
That's right, Pearl. And this week, let's find out what gives our special guest, Joe Sample, the blues. Joe Sample, I'm going to ask you serious questions. I expect serious answers. Like, where did you go to school?
I went to school, first of all, Mother of Mercy Grammar School. I went to E.O. Smith Junior High School. I went to Phyllis Wheatley High School, then I went to Texas Southern University, all in the Fifth Ward of Houston, Texas.
Joe, what's your favorite food?
I will eat anything if it's cooked by somebody who knows what they're doing. Y'all just cook and I'm coming to eat.
Joe, what would you do if you were 18 again?
Man, I'd try to go to all the dances I could find and check out all the young girls hanging around.
Do you have a nickname?
Yeah, but I ain't telling you.
What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you at a gig?
I was at Crawford's Bar and Grill in Pittsburgh, and I fell off the bandstand. I was not drunk. It was just a very high, small bandstand.
And when you're not playing music, what do you like to do?
Soaking my fingers in alcohol so that the pain will go away.
I hear you're quite the skier, too.
Why? I love skiing. You know why? I don't need a playmate. I don't need a team. It's just me and my fears and my skills and that mountain. That's why I loved it.
All right. Pearl, ask the most important question.
All right. Here's the one that's very important, Mr. Sample. What gives you the blues?
Knowing that sometimes and somebody would call me to do a gig, and I said, yeah, I can do it. I said, but wait a minute. Who else is on this gig? And they start naming the rest of the old musicians, and I start saying, oh, my Lord, this is going to be a disaster. I got the blues. There ain't a lot of great musicians everywhere. We have some wonderful guys on this stage playing, and I'm having a ball now. I get the blues when I know I got to make music with some suckers that don't know how to play.
You know, it's moments like this that, you know, we got Joe Sample on. We get to learn so much about him.
Okay.
We get to go so much deeper. And we thank you, Joe, for sharing it all. Now, I hear that nickname is Lessie.
Oh, man. I was born in my mother's bedroom. And there must have been a midwife. It was February 1, 1939. Eventually, when I tried to get a passport, I didn't exist. Somehow, that midwife screwed my name up. The name, it didn't say Joseph Leslie Sample. The name said Leslie Joe.
Unbelievable. Y'all don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, for decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club on 12th Street, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in cutting contests.
We're keeping that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a little cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody actually gets cut. It's just a chance to hear a Grammy-nominated artist like Joe Sample trading riffs and sharing ideas with another cat. And in this case, it's our own musical director, Joe Cartwright. Someone may get cut.
Right. I think we're all going to win in this, but here's the two Joes, Joe Sample on acoustic and Joe Cartwright on electric, trading riffs on Horace Silver classic, Nika's Dream.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Cyprus had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Pope Francis told the Cardinals, it's time to hit the door. That new Pope, he said to those Cardinals, you don't need them anymore. 'Cause they couldn't get Georgetown or Notre Dame into the Final Four.
Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn brought together by Cupid.
Yes.
I think they make a lovely couple.
Yes, they do.
Endorsed by Cupid. And they're gonna stay that way till Tiger does something stupid.
Obama told Netanyahu he'll support him when he calls. That's proving to Iran he's got some matzo balls.
It's time to send Paul Ryan on a carnival cruise.
Yeah!
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's our own David Bassey with a tune that Bill Withers recorded with the Jazz Crusaders, written by Joe Sample. And David, on this song?
Yes.
The added thing makes it special this year?
Well, this year it was nominated for a Grammy on a recording by Denise Donatelli, the title cut to her new song, her new album.
So we're going to listen.
And a Joe Sample composition, as you said.
So you can hear it this time, and you can hear the most recent cut, but here is David Bassey with So Shadows.
San Francisco morning coming clear and cool. Don't know if I'm waking or I'm sleeping. Riding with Fats Waller on the Super Chief. He said music's real, the rest is dreaming. Oh, he played feeling that won't go away. There's the sound of his soul in the air. I can hear it, I swear, and I know. He left those soul shadows on my mind, on my mind, on my mind. He left a cold shadow on my mind, on my mind, yeah, on my mind. Standing by the window as the fog rolls in, that's where I can hear far off music. Chilly roller playing down in Storyville. Satchmo wailing somewhere in Chicago. Coltrane reaching for the notes his mind can hear. And they'll remain a part of all that I know. Oh, he played feelings that won't go away. There's the sound of their soul in the air. I can hear it, I swear, and I know. They left those soul shadows on my mind, on my mind, on my mind. He left a soul, a shadow on my mind. My mind, York rolls in, and that's where I can hear that pop music. Jelly Roll is playing down in Storyville. Satchmo Willie somewhere in Chicago. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You ought to heard them play with the feelings that won't go away. Sound of the soul in the air, I can hear it there, and I know he left those soul shadows on my mind. Come on, y'all.
David Bassett.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough like jazz.
So if you like jazz,
am I doing it right?
Like I like jazz.
Then check out our special guest, Joe Sample's new upcoming CD releases. Joe Sample and David Bassett. The floor is yours.
You know, that's a beautiful thing to have a lady sing your song and have a Grammy nomination. It just happened. That was lovely, wasn't it?
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Yeah. Keep the checks a coming.
That's always wonderful.
So what's happening with you these days? What are you working on?
Well, I've been doing a lot of things. I've been writing a musical about the black nuns of New Orleans for 16, 17 years. Mm-hmm. That's about time for me to get this thing on a stage somewhere. So I'm working on that. I'm working on the Houston Money at the moment. It is about Henriette DeLille, who was the founder of the Black Order of Nuns of New Orleans, called the Sisters of the Holy Family. She is a candidate for the cause of canonization, and she's up at that last level now. I'm working on that. You won't believe this. When I moved back to Houston in 99, I went back to all the old Creole places, and everything had changed. The music that I loved as a child in the 1940s had weakened. All the blues was gone, all the melody, all the lyric. So I went to work to bring back the 1940s. We called it la-la music. And guess what I did? You won't believe what I did. One day y'all gonna see me on this stage holding a big old accordion.
Ooh.
Now, I can't stand up and play that sucker. I got to sit down and play it. That thing weighs 50 pounds. I'm doing that. Someone in 2008 asked me, would I write a work for the NDR Big Band? Norddeutschland Rundfunk Big Band. Northern Germany Radio Big Band. I just did a 17-concert tour with these incredible German musicians. And this is what I'm teaching now to the music students at Texas. I got a big band. The president of the university and the dean made me name the band the Joe Sample Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah!
More to come on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, celebrate the 13th anniversary of the Jazz Jam at Church Hills Pub in Miami. New Jersey gets blues soul at Shanghai Jazz. And in Portland, Oregon, don't miss Dave Frischberg and Patrick Lamb at the Symphony Concert Hall.
Fans in the Boston area can see Brian Bromberg over at Scullers. And right here in Kansas City, get to the Take 5 Coffee Lounge for Shea Estes. Project H. Sorry about that.
And Arizona jazz fans should get up to the Mesa Arts Center for the two-day-long Ellington Festival. And go to the Crawford's Grill for Joe Sample's show. Nobody's seated in the front row, but you're welcome to attend. And catch him at Wolf Trap in D.C. I believe that's April 24th. For information on where to go to see Joe or his CDs, Google it. I asked him, where do you want people to go? And he said, make him my friend on Facebook. So go to Facebook and be friends with Joe Sample.
Become his friend.
His request. Whatever you do, wherever you go, make sure it's jumping.
Here is another great Joe Sample composition, recorded on his album title, Sample This. Let's listen to It Happens Every Day.
Thank you.
Give it up for Joe Sample. How about it? Now, you may dig his music, but just how well do you know Joe Sample? It's time to test your jazz knowledge with a little game we call...
What's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how, why, when.
It's a What's Your Question, the show that puts the answer first and the question last. Just like Jay Leno explaining why he still has a job at NBC. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers but none of the questions, Bobo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens. And welcome to So What's Your Question? Pearl, let's meet this week's contestant.
Our contestant is someone who should know everything there is to know about Joe Sample and his music. Please welcome Joe Sample.
Hi, Dodo.
Well, that's Bobo, but hello anyways. Pearl, why don't you tell Joe and our listeners today's So What's Your Question categories?
Glad to, Dodo. The categories are Ashes to Ashes, Dust to Mr. Clean, Chili Con Soul, Hold the Jalapenos, and Old Socks, New Shoes, Make Your Feet Smell.
So what'll it be, Joe?
Well, let's go to Ashes and Ashes for 20, bimbo.
What? That's Bobo. Anyways, the answer is no regrets. So, what's your question?
Well, I do remember recording an album called No Regrets a little while ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is no regrets. The question is, what does Dick Cheney have tattooed on his butt?
I don't want to know. I really don't want to know.
Try another category, Joe.
Well, how about Django?
Okay, we'll give you Old Socks, New Shoes. The answer is Fancy Dance. So, what's your question?
Fancy Dance, man, I was young and cute then. I was in Europe and I was young and cute. I was having a ball.
I guess you weren't all that cute. The answer is Fancy Dance. The question we were looking for is, what was Rand Paul doing when he couldn't go to the bathroom during his filibuster?
I really don't give a damn, okay? Let's try Chili Con Soul now.
All right. The answer is, did you feel that? So,
what's your question?
I made it out of that earthquake. I got the hell out of L.A. when that earthquake. Did you feel? You damn right I felt that, and I got the hell out of L.A.
I'm sorry. The answer is, did you feel that? The question we were looking for is, what do New Jerseyans say every time Chris Christie sits down?
Oh. Man.
You know what that sound means, don't you? It's daily double time. Now, you have 10 seconds to complete the titles of these soon-to-be-published self-help books. Ready, Joe?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here goes. Men are from Mars, women are...
I don't know where the hell women came from.
Correct! Man's never-ending search for...
The remote...
Correct! Rich man, poor...
Oh, man, them ex-wives, they get to you, you know?
Correct! Think and grow...
Oh, man, oh, yeah, some medical marijuana.
What do you say, judges? I'm sorry, Joe, but we had a good time playing. Thanks for playing!
So what's your question? What's your question? I'm gonna tell you what, how far, and when.
Can we have you on every show? All right, the Crusaders had a hit with this Will Jennings, Joe Sample composition, the title track for their 1979 album. And here's Joe Sample and the band with Street Life.
Thank you. street light, street light, street light, street light.
Gentlemen, that is our show. We're done. For helping us celebrate the music of Joe Sample, give it up for the wonderful Mr. Joe Sample.
And keep it going for Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, Joe Cartwright at the piano. How about Nedra Dixon and David Bassett?
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. Special thanks to Emily Duffin, Doug McCurr, Bob Beck, Jane Schaefer, and everyone here at White Recital Hall. This week's show was written by Paul Sebring and the gang.
We'd like to thank Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to say thank you to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Like us on Facebook. We'll be there.
Like us. Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz trumpeter Freddie Hubbard with our special guest and friend Stan Kessler. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always jumping!